This is William N. Michael, Jr. At my request, my dad dictated a considerable amount of family background information. Done in 1990, by which time Dad's health was failing rapidly, his tapes contained occasional gaps and blank spaces where he apparently did not depress the record button. Unfortunately, this included his listing of the chapters or divisions of his dictation. The difficulty of following exactly about whom he was talking can be lessened by referring to the family tree that I prepared as a genetics project during my first year of medical school. Those problems notwithstanding, what follows is an interesting glimpse into the life of a gentleman born in 1906 in the backwoods of Haywood County, North Carolina.
Certainly, this is the place where one explains why the dissertation is being prepared in the first place. To care for this matter, I'd say that same deal, grandson Mark and I were on our way family reunion in 1987, when the conversation got around to experiences and leaving tracks. I think I made the statement that I wished I had enough wit to write up a part of my life, just a rambling description of all the things that have happened to me in a fairly long life, particularly the funny things. I believe Bill said that probably a write-up would be too stiff, that he thought it would be much better if in later years, Mark had some tapes of his grandfather just talking about things in general. Mark seemed to agree, and so they asked me to see what I could do towards hatching up this sort of description. So this is beginning of the incubating process that has been produced. Also, it might be well to explain the selection of chapters. The separation into chapters and the locating of the beginning of each chapter is merely to provide separation between the various episodes of my life and to make it easier to keep up with where one is when the inevitable interruptions occur. The beginning of each chapter is tabbed. Finally, it is customary to dedicate a book to an individual. To begin with, this is not a book, but if I were writing a dedication, it would be to Toe, because her name would be top on the list. For the simple reason that she has always considered my welfare before her own or anybody else's. And I appreciate that very, very much. The following is a tabulation of chapters and the point at which they commence on each tape involved. Chapter 1, Lenora Plantation and Chesco Lodge. This chapter begins at the beginning of tape 1, side 2. Chapter 2, details of my immediate family. This chapter begins about 20% of the way into tape 1, side 2.
After this part of the recording, nothing else was captured on side one of Dad's initial tape, and thus, after I instruct you to reverse the tape, you will need to reverse the tape, then rewind it to reach the start of side two. At the start of side two, the recording begins in mid-sentence, and sounds to me as if Dad started talking before the tape began recording, and apparently was expressing his longing to be able to again see the view from his childhood home. At this time, stop the tape, reverse it, and rewind to the start of side two.
Thank you.